Among the many groups sitting this carnival season out are the city's Mardi Gras Indians. They typically take to the streets wearing brand new costumes, showcasing a year's worth of labor. Now those suits sit unfinished in living rooms and on kitchen tables. Reporter Aubrey Yuha spoke with Big Chief of the Wild Magnolias from his home in New Orleans East.
For Big Chief Bo Dallas Jr. of the Wild Magnolias, masking has taken on a new meaning.
Well, mask up for us is two different things. Mask up is putting the mask across your face, but on a normal year, mask up for us would mean put on an Indian suit.
This year, Dallas is doing both. Come Mardi Gras Day, he'll perform outdoors for a small group of locals before heading home to barbecue with his kids. Lately, Dallas has been restless. Normally, he'd be in the final stages of assembling a brand new suit.
I probably have rings around my eyes, yawning tired because I wouldn't be getting no sleep. And it just be busy right now, you know, trying to get ready for Mardi Gras Day. As far as for this year, it's kind of slower, and it feels funny because I've never been like this before.
Dallas began sewing when he was 9 years old. He's in his 40s now and is teaching his own kids the craft. In his living room, there's a card table where he's already working on next year's suit. The design consists of thousands of tiny beads.
That's the front part that's down here, like it's at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
That's what that is.
I see like a skull and some other
Indian sacrifice and another guy.
Like the city's other crews, the Wild Magnolias are taking this year off. Dallas says it was a hard decision, but the right one, given how easily the coronavirus spread last Mardi Gras.
Even one of my Indians had it, and he had it so bad that it was to the point we were just waiting on them to pull a plug on him. And then all of a sudden, he just did a whole turnaround and shook back.
Dallas knows people who have died from COVID-19, and he still worries about getting sick. As a performer, most of his gigs have been canceled. While he's holding on financially, he says other Indians are suffering from unemployment caused by the pandemic, and many won't have the resources necessary to sew next year's suits.
I hope it do come back as full force because they have a lot of time to sew and sit down and collect the ideas and stuff like that. But me knowing Indians is not going to be as full as it was the previous years.
He says he's been thinking about Hurricane Katrina and the feeling he had when he reunited with his Indians and other Indian crews on the Mardi Gras after the storm.
You know, normal years we meet each other. But the year after Katrina, we met, but it wasn't like the same kind of meeting. You know, I saw more Indians cry because they thought the other person was dead, or they saw their house and they couldn't get in contact with them. Their house was underwater. So the year after Katrina was like a big, joyous occasion. And when we got out there, it was just like the most best feeling ever.
It's going to feel like that next year.
I really do think so, yeah.
In New Orleans, I'm Aubrey Yuhas.